Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Learn more at nm.org/better.
9:38, Dean Richards, Sunday morning, WGN. The warm spot in your heart today. Please be very, very careful. It is dangerously cold outside. Keep you posted with all the latest weather info on that. Throughout the program this morning, we wanted to touch on some other things, medical as well, as we always do in this segment. And it's a pleasure to welcome back to the show Dr. Robert Murphy, professor of infectious diseases, Northwestern University's Feinberg School of Medicine. Dr. Murphy, how have you been, my friend? Nice to talk to you.
I've been trying to stay warm.
Now, did I hear that you are in some exotic location talking to us this morning?
If you consider Paris, France, exotic location, yes.
I consider Paris, France a pretty exotic location. That's okay. Very cool. Are you vacationing? Are you on a conference or something?
No, I'm working. I'm working from here because I'm traveling to several other places in Europe and in Africa.
Oh, wow.
Over the next couple of weeks, so I'm working out of Paris.
Very, very interesting. What's the weather like in Paris today?
It's very cold. I mean, cold in Paris is 30 degrees. It really rarely gets below freezing, so the people here can't handle it. I said, you got to come to Chicago.
Yeah, yeah. Paris. I was in Paris once during a very bad snowstorm there. I was there doing some interviews.
Well, that's unusual.
And there was a pretty hefty snowstorm. And, you know, naturally all of Paris shut down because, as you say, they're just not used to it. And I went for a walk on the Champs-Élysées, and it was one of the most beautiful things I had ever seen, seeing the Arc de Triomphe and the snow coming down, and it was just absolutely gorgeous. So hopefully you'll get a minute or two to enjoy that while you're working there. I just wanted to talk about the cold weather for a minute. I know this isn't necessarily your specialty, but what kind of precautions should people be taking in this super cold weather?
Well, it's not so much the cold weather that causes the problem. It's that the way people are gathering, and that's how it's really spreading. The temperature actually doesn't make too much difference.
Okay.
But it's, you know, people, you know, gathering together in closed spaces without a lot of ventilation because it's so cold outside. That's really what's spreading everything around.
That's the danger, the huddling in this kind of weather. Okay. Well, that's something to think about. Hopefully people with this extreme cold that we've got the next few days won't want to be huddling, but keep moving outside, keep trying to find someplace warm. Is RSV our biggest concern right now? It seems like over the last couple of weeks, I've heard of so many people being hospitalized with RSV.
Well, that's true. Well, there are three big respiratory illnesses, and about 50% of all the cases, people who are sick with a respiratory illness now, have either COVID, RSV, or the flu. And RSV is just one of them, and it's a very deadly and potentially deadly infection.
Now, what's the difference between RSV and, you know, just what you might consider I don't know if there is such a thing as a regular respiratory virus. RSV more severe?
Much more severe. Flu, RSV, and COVID are very severe. The other respiratory infections are relatively mild and are not going to potentially kill somebody. So this year, we've got a big increase right now in 38 of the American states. With these respiratory illnesses, which is no big surprise. This is the respiratory season, respiratory illness season. So, you know, December, January, and February is the typical peak, and we're right smack dab in the middle of it.
So how does one know if you have RSV?
Well, it's a diagnosable condition, and you can, right now, the diagnosis would be made at a clinic or hospital. There's no over-the-counter test for RSV yet, although there are for the flu and for COVID. But by the end of this year, it's expected I don't know if you or the viewers have gone and to a pharmacy and got a COVID test kit. Well, you know, by the end of this year, the test kits will include both flu and RSV, all in the same kit. So it's a huge advance. So you'll know, because those are the three deadly ones.
So what kind of symptoms might you be presenting if you are possibly facing RSV, different from, other respiratory illnesses?
The problem is no. The only difference is in severity. So, but all, cough, fever, sniffles, sore throat, all, aches, pains, shortness of breath, they're all the same. They all present the same.
Difficulty breathing if you have RSV?
Well, if you get pneumonia, that's the big fear. You're not going to die or end up in the hospital with, if you just have an upper respiratory infection, in other words, just like in your nose and throat. But if it gets done in the lungs and you get pneumonia, that's potentially lethal.
All right, so... Don't put off if you feel like you may be having some symptoms. Not a bad idea to get it checked out. Don't be a big shot. I can muscle through this. Err on the side of caution with this. And of course, the vaccine is readily available for you. Once you get vaccinated, is there a certain amount of time until you are then immune?
Hello?
Are you with us, doctor? Can you hear us? Hello, doctor. Can you hear us? He cannot hear us. All right. So he's in Paris, France. You know how those Frenchies are, constantly trying to block our radio programs. Let me take a break and we'll see if we can reconnect with Monsieur Dr. Robert Murphy coming up next. 9:48. And this is Dean Richards Sunday Morning, the antifreeze version of the program today, with Dr. Robert Murphy on the line with us from Paris, France. He is the professor of infectious diseases, Northwestern University's Feinberg School of Medicine. Glad you're back on the line with us. I was just asking about the vaccines and how soon from the time that you get the poke, are you covered by that vaccine when it comes to RSV? Does it take a few days, a couple of weeks?
Pretty much all the vaccines take about a week or two to really kick in, full speed. But with every day, the number of people that are protected increases. But give it a week or two before it really should be working at full speed.
Okay. What about COVID numbers? Those have also been on the rise. Is that also because we're inside more? We're closer to one another. You barely see anybody wearing masks anymore. I would think all of those things probably are playing into that.
Yeah, everything is playing into that. But what has happened is many states have reimposed mask mandates, at least in the hospital area. So in the patient care areas, we never stopped wearing masks. But now all parts of the hospital, you have to have a mask when you come in now. That just makes sense. And that should probably be the way it is every respiratory season, because this is not the first time this has happened. But the COVID numbers are way up, too.
Yeah. So, people who think that we are in the clear right now, or that you've had a vaccine and therefore you are immune, that's not the case, right? When it comes to these vaccines, it doesn't give you immunity from COVID, right?
Well, if you've had the vaccines, you're very likely to get seriously ill. The hospitalization rate and mortality rate, the death rate, are considerably lower. And the other thing with COVID and with flu, there's treatment. There's Paxlovid is the treatment for most of the COVID infections, and Tamiflu for the flu. You can actually treat a person. So if you make the diagnosis, go get the treatment. The treatment works over 90% of the time, and it doesn't matter whether you had the vaccine or not.
Okay. What about other cold weather things? What other precautions should we be taking? Obviously, we've been talking about how quickly you can get frostbite in this weather. You know, nobody wants to, you know, get sick during this weather. What are the general precautions that we should be taking for cold weather?
Well, the only thing that is really going to help, other than keeping up with your vaccine, and there is a vaccine for RSV, and there's a treatment for young kids under 8 months of age, a monoclonal antibody therapy that's given for preventing things. Other than keeping up with that, the best thing to do is to get people who are sick out of the system. They should be staying home. You see somebody now, you know, coughing on a bus or, you know, in an office or some room someplace, this is not a good thing to have, because that's how this thing is spread.
Now, just in terms of general health in the cold weather, not even RSV or COVID related, mm-hmm. what are the kinds of precautions? Obviously, we should keep warm, stay out of cold, mm-hmm. right? What are the other kinds? I was joking on Facebook the other day. The January 12th would have been my mother's 101st birthday. That was that was the day of the storm, and I said, if she were still with us today, she would have called me 10 times to tell me to make sure that I wear a hat so I don't get a cold.
Is that good sound
medical advice? Did this little Greek woman know what she was talking about?
Yes, she did. And he should listen to her.
Of course. Oh, I learned that through the years. But it's
just common sense. It's just common sense. Layer your clothing, wear a good hat, have gloves if you have to be outside in this kind of weather, because the cold can kill you too.
You mean from frostbite or exposure to the cold?
Yeah, exposure. Mm-hmm.
Can being exposed to the cold give you a virus?
No.
Does it make you more susceptible to a virus? No.
No. Mm-mm. Actually, it's a big misnomer. It's just the way we behave in the cold. We're indoors more, and we're actually physically closer to other people. Mm. And people going to work and going socializing and stuff who are not feeling well, that really has to stop. The other thing is during this season, December through February, you know, the hospitals are, like I said before, mandating masks again in the hospital area. But why shouldn't this be other areas where people congregate? It's simple enough. We went through the whole COVID pandemic and did it, and everybody sort of survived. But it's just for periods when people are close together indoors.
Okay, that makes sense. I've had an ongoing dispute with Anna Belleval on our TV morning show. You know, she comes from Puerto Rico. She comes, you know, from an island where, you know, a freezing temperature to them is 60 degrees. So, so when we get a blast of cold weather here, she is covered from head to toe. You can't even see her face. She covers herself to make sure, because she says that I could get pneumonia if any part of my skin gets cold. And I've told her, you don't get viruses from being cold. You have to get a virus from somebody else who has a virus, not from being in the cold. And she says, you know, well, she goes back to what her mother told her, you know, all these things that we learn from our parents, that can happen. But I have science on my side, apparently.
Yeah, you have the science on your side.
The other thing
the funny thing is, like with COVID, which is so contagious, you know, we have big outbreaks in the summer. So, you know, how does that fit in? In the summertime, though, especially in the southern part, in the warmer parts of the United States, people are indoors also because it's so hot out. You can't be outside. So I don't know if you remember, we've had, you know, the original Delta wave was in August, and you know, there's typically the end of the summer as kids go back to school, another mini COVID wave too.
Yeah, those are the things that we need to be careful of. Another thing that Anna and I have been battling about ever since I've known her, which is like 15 years or something now, is the medical value of Vicks VapoRub, which mm-hmm. both of our parents subscribed to it as the miracle cure for everything. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, is there, outside of some cooling relief, is there actually any medicinal benefit to slathering a person in Vicks VapoRub?
The person may feel better, but as far as any kind of real effect, no. So you've got, you need an antiviral drug to actually work against the virus. And like for COVID and for flu, we have antiviral drugs.
Yeah. All right. Well.
But the best thing is to prevent it. Like for RSV, there's a vaccine was introduced right. several months ago yep. for people 60 and over. And also, interesting, for women in the during pregnancy, it was also approved for them. Between week 32 and week 36 of pregnancy, the RSV vaccine is approved because if you give the vaccine to the pregnant woman at that time, the baby is protected from RSV.
Oh, okay. All right.
Interesting, huh?
I don't think I've ever heard that side note.
Oh, yeah. It was just approved. Because the kids, 58 to 80,000 infants, young children under 8 months, get hospitalized per year from RSV. So for, pediatric units are not too big anymore. Kids are generally healthy. They're taken care of as outpatients, but it's one of the big things that lands them in the hospital. This RSV results for 2.1 million outpatient visits per year in
wow.
kids under five
wow.
and 1 to 300 deaths. So they've got that treatment, that monoclonal antibody. It's one injection they take, and they're protected. It was so popular, and this is the first year it's been out. It's called Beyfortus. It was so so popular they ran out.
Wow. Well, that's news to me. So, take the necessary precautions. Take, as you say, common sense precautions
mm-hmm.
Will certainly mm-hmm. help you with this. Be up to date on your mm-hmm. vaccines and check with your own physician to see if there's anything special
exactly.
you should be doing with regard to your own particular medical condition. Dr. Murphy, it's a mm-hmm. pleasure to have you back on the show again. I really appreciate
you
taking some time all the way from Paris, France, to join us today. I hope you find time to have a wonderful croissant or two while you're there at your conferences today. Dr. Robert Murphy, Professor of Infectious Diseases, Northwestern University, Feinberg School of Medicine. Merci beaucoup. Thank you so much.
De rien.